And now we come up to really the last big chunk of chapters, 41 through 50. And it's all about emotions. It's all about meditation. And this is really the big task, the homework for the rest of our lives. How did we get here? Well, sort of like when we left, when we left 35, 36, and 37, which was all about action, we might go to the other extreme and think only action, no kavana, no feeling. So then in 38, 39, 40, he reminds us, do it with feeling. But then we could come to another mistake. We could think feeling enhances or intensifies the deed. It's wings for the bird. It's secondary to the bird. In 41 through 50, he reminds us of something that he really told us all the way back in chapter 4, and everything in Tanya I Need to Know is in the first 8 chapters, like I told you, that emotions aren't just intensifiers or enhancers of the deed, but ultimately emotions are the foundation of the deed. They're the original motivation to get me to do the deed. And I have to stay motivated or I don't do the right thing in the first place. So 41 through 50 is all about staying motivated. How do I stay motivated to do the right thing? Well, this I know already. I was told in 16 and 17, if you want to feel, how do you feel? What do? You meditate, you think. 41 through 50 is just meditation after meditation after meditation after meditation. All different kinds of meditations to produce all different kinds of emotions. Namely, love and awe and various variations, stripes, colors, flavors. The Friedrich Rebbe once said that to understand all the different kinds of love in Tanya, because there's so many different kinds, either a person has to be a big Baal Madrega or a big Baal Taiva, a big hedonist. Because the hedonist also understands, you know, there's the love for the chocolate mousse pie, there's the love for the new car smell, they're all different types of love. So 41 through 50. What I want to do is this. I'm not going to go through each chapter in 41 through 50. I'm only going to say this, that we start with awe and then we move to love. Chapter 41, remember when we started at the beginning and we said when the Alter Rebbe was working with that Vav for 6-7 weeks? And what Vav was that? There was Reishis Aveda V'Ikar V'Shorsha. The beginning of service and its root and its source is chapter 41. And this is really the introduction to the whole 41 through 50. Even though generally doing is an expression of love and not doing is an expression of respect, nevertheless, even in the doing, there has to be respect. How do we show love? Love is doing. Ahava is have, give. You do something. Respect is the not doing, is the holding back, what I don't do. The Alter Rebbe makes it clear, the foundation for the relationship is in the respect, the backing off, what I don't do. In other words, there's what I'll do for you, and there's just certain things I don't do because of you. I don't go there. I'm not going to go there. Because we're in a relationship, there are boundaries, there are lines. The foundation is first awe, the limits, the ability to say no. Without the no, the yes doesn't mean anything. And then he works us through different levels of respect, the higher awe, the lower awe. And then he works us through different levels of love, loving Hashem like in 43. Talks about the great love, which is a gift from above, and then the avas olam, which is a love that's born from meditation. You meditate on the fact, all the stuff in the world that you love, it's part of the world. Well, who made the world? Hashem made the world. I love Hashem by association. 44 talks about a person naturally desires their life. If a person's life is threatened, there's just this natural, basic, primal desire to preserve life. Well, who gave you your life? Who is your life? If I have that much passion for life, then Hashem is my life. I love Hashem. Then there's loving Hashem like a son loves his parents, who'll sacrifice himself for his parents. So that's even if loving Hashem more than your own life. In 45, we talk about how to use compassion to redeem the love. That sometimes when you don't feel loving, sometimes pity and compassion, rachmanis, will release the hidden love, the love that I wasn't feeling. 46, I talk about reciprocal love. Somebody loves you, you love them back, like water reflects a face to a face, the mirror image love. So Hashem took us out of Egypt. And the metaphor is the great king who came down to the garbage hill and he took the poor man off the garbage hill and he took him off the garbage hill and he brought him to his palace to the inner chamber where no one's allowed, even the guards and the officers. And there he kissed him and he hugged him, and the hugging is the arms, is the doing of the mitzvahs. And the kiss, the mouth to mouth, is the Torah study, the words of Torah. And this is what Hashem did for us when he took us from the lowest of the low, the most depraved situation in Egypt, and he elevated us and he brought us up to Matan Torah. If he loved me that much, then the reciprocal feeling is I love him so much. And, you know, it's called an easy way to love, because it, most times when we talk about emotional capacities, the higher level you're on, the better you'll perform emotionally. This one, the lower level you're on, the better. Why? Because the whole reciprocal love is predicated upon a gulf. The gulf, the disparity between the lover and the beloved, creates the intensity of the mirror reaction. So the lower I am, the bigger the gulf, the more I'm impressed with God loves me, little old me, and then the mirror reaction, the reciprocal reaction is even more intensified. 47 is, how do you relate to this Exodus when it happened so long ago? You can remember that every time you do a mitzvah and you transcend your physical limitations and you plug into eternity, that itself is an Exodus. 48 is another type of reciprocal love. You think about the fact that for Hashem to create a world was putting himself aside, so to speak. If he puts himself aside for you, you can put yourself aside for him. 49 is a continuation of that. And 50 is love that's like fire. That's that desire to leave your body, to leave it all behind, and to go up and be subsumed in the oneness. And then you get there and Hashem says, if you really love me, I need you back down there. I think the best illustration of the fiery love, that against your will you live, against your will you die, they get you whether you're coming or you're going. I heard a story about, I guess I can say, Reuven Dun and Olav Shalom, that when he was in 770, after a few years, he'd come from Haifa, and he was a tractor driver, and the Rebbe told him to go back to Haifa, and he cried, and he said, I want to stay in 770, I want to stay with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe told him, either way, you have to leave. Because if I'm the Rebbe, I know what's good for you, you have to listen to me. And if I don't know what's good for you, and I'm giving you bad advice, then why would you stay around someone like me? So he made him leave. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay. But he went there and he went to his tractor in Haifa and he was makar of people that would never speak to a rabbi in any other circumstance. In other words, you want to be close? Great. I'm going to take the intense yearning for the closeness. I'm going to flip it around, put you into a U-turn, and boom, send you back out there, far down in the Dira B'Tachtonim, where I want you to bring me. So that's chapter 50, that's that intense love, and that's really the culmination of all loves. And once we do 41 through 50, and you could ask a question, by the way. If 41 through 50 is all about meditation to create love, then why didn't he give me all these meditations when we had 16 and 17? Remember, 16 through 17 was the new level of Mayach Shalta Alev, using meditation to change yourself. So why didn't he give me all the meditations 41 through 50? Why didn't he just give it to me back then? Okay, so I can give you a couple reasons. One is that, remember how uncomfortable you were when you had 41 through, I mean when you had 16 and 17, when that disparity was there and you were slowly trying to change yourself, and he gave you 18 through 25, which was the emergency measure, and it just gave you that quick relief. Would you have wanted him to put it off even longer? So he'd tell you all of 41 through 50 back there? That's one thing. And second of all, another thing is, really this is the parting shot. This is what we're leaving Tanya with. Really, as you go forth from the Sefer, and of course we'll learn it over and over and over and over again, but as we go forth, really the point is, The avoda, the inside work, changing our emotions, becoming a mensch, becoming more edel, becoming more refined. Even though the emphasis and the definition of perfection, the kikar v'lecha adav ma'od, is chiefly behavioral. You don't have to be perfect, just try to do perfect. Nevertheless, the work for the rest of our lives is the slow, gradual perfection of our insides to whatever degree possible. And that's done through the inner work of meditation, 41 through 50. All right. So then, what's left? Three little chapters. And then we're all done.